Well, amen. Praise the Lord for the special music tonight. And again, just what a blessing it is to be in church. If you have your Bibles with you, if you look with me to the book of Joshua chapter 6, Joshua chapter 6 on Wednesday nights, we've been going through and preaching and teaching on the life of Joshua. And we looked at Joshua as the man, and we studied much about Joshua before we ever got into the book of Joshua. And now since we've been in the book, it's just been tremendous to see how God is working through Joshua, leading the nation of Israel to possess the land of Canaan, which was the promised land, which represents the will of God for the people of God. And so last week we looked at Joshua as they were ready and waiting for everyone to get good and healthy, to be able to do what God would have them to do and get the victory at Jericho. They've come over the Jordan River. God miraculously dried up the Jordan River, allowed them to come across right in front of Jericho. And they got doing the things that God wanted them to do to prepare for the battle at Jericho. And as Joshua was contemplating that, no doubt, a little bit of nerves, anxiety maybe even, that night before he was viewing Jericho, viewing the walls of Jericho and trying to figure out exactly the battle plans, all that was going to take place when the men that he would be responsible for would go into battle and try to tear down the walls of Jericho, which no one had been able to penetrate the walls. That was the fortress. And so he's trying to think about and seeking the Lord's will concerning how they would do this. And as he was doing that, we find that he experiences a theophany. And we studied last week about the theophany is an encounter with Jesus in the Old Testament. He would be the captain of the host of the Lord. And of course, we studied that. I trust that was a help to you. But the thing of it was, he was there to help Joshua with the battle plans to defeat the enemy. Amen. And we need to have battle plans, because Christian life is about battles. It really is. We battle spiritual battles every day. We battle physical. We battle emotional. We battle relationship battles in home and friendships in the church, and just trying to be able to accomplish the will of God. Is if you're not doing anything for the cause of Christ, then you're not going to fight a lot of spiritual battles because you've already been defeated. But when you determine that you're going to live for the Lord and going to fight to represent Christ, you're going to have battles. But we can win those battles. And when you win battles, I don't know about you, but I love that. I love to win. That's that competitive nature in me, amen? And no matter what it is, I never have enjoyed losing. If I'm got a competition, I want to win the competition. And so I trust that we are aware of it's not competition, but it's battles that lives are at stake. Future generations. The reason we're in the situation we're in right now as the United States of America is because we failed to win the battles for the generation that now is in control, that now occupies the government positions, and should have did a better job in winning the battle, training them, influencing them. So battles are something that we got to win. Joshua realized he was going to go into battle, and Jesus was there to help Joshua with the battle plans that would defeat the enemy. And now we find he reveals those battle plans, chapter 6. So go ahead and stand with me. Hopefully everybody's up to par on where we're at here and ready to go into the battle plans that God had prepared. And there's so much to learn from this. But if you're not plugged in tonight, amen, you're not going to get anything out of it. So plug in, open up your heart and mind, ask God to speak to you through the teaching and the preaching of the word. Joshua chapter 6 and verse 1. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. They had brought all their people inside the fenced walls. They knew that in their minds, these are the strongest, most powerful built walls. No one's ever been able to penetrate them. So they bring everybody in. They're shut into their own city of Jericho, trusting in their walls to protect them. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go around about the city once. Thus thou shalt do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass a city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horns, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat. And the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him. Wow. Let's pray. Father, we bow before you. Again, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be in church, and thank you for this life of Joshua. And God, you have preserved it because there's much for us all to learn from it. So I pray tonight that you would help us to open up our hearts and minds, and I pray that you would empower the preaching, the teaching of thy word once again. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Joshua meets with Jesus in the Old Testament. He just knows him to be the captain of the host of the Lord. And God had sent him with these battle plans, because this is what is a continuation of chapter 5, where Jesus now, these are the battle plans that came from the very mouth of Jesus Christ to Joshua. That's what we just read. Joshua hearing these battle plans for the first time. And he says, all the men of war prepared for battle. If you're a soldier, you've been trained. You've got a mindset that you go into battle with. You got battle plans that you're trusting. You're going to use the skills that you have, the ammunition, the weapons of warfare. And so there's these soldiers that are ready to attack that wall. At that time, the way of destroying a wall would have been quite different than what we would think of it today. They would have to set up battering rams and all the different things to try to knock down a hole in the wall or something to where the men could go in and then fight hand-to-hand combat. And so they had all this in mind. Joshua had these things in mind. And the message from God to Joshua to tell the men of war was that you're going to march around the city once every day. Just once. This would have been about a 5-mile walk if they were to walk around the city. It would have been about a 5-mile walk, is what I have studied to find out, which would have taken them about an hour, maybe. And you're just going to do that the first day. We're ready for war. We're going to go out there, just going to march around the walls. You're going to do that. You're going to get up the next day, and you're going to march around it again, and then you're going to have the rest of the time on your own, just 1 hour. You're going to march around it for 6 days once. And then on the 7th day, The priests are going to be there with you as well, seven priests. And on the seventh day, they're going to sound the trumpet after you've marched around it seven times on the seventh day. And then the priests are going to sound the trumpet, and all the people shall shout, and the great walls of Jericho shall fall down flat. And all the men of war, eyes would have been about this big around. And they're going to think, Joshua, what have you been drinking? Where did you come up with those battle plans? And he's going to go back and he's going to rehearse the first five verses of chapter 6. And he's going to say, God. God. That's the plans. How many here would have thought that would be Joshua's plans before he met with Jesus? Can I guarantee you that would never have crossed his mind? He was the leader. He was the captain of the armies of the host of Israel. He was the one responsible to take over for Moses. And as Moses led the nation of Israel through the entire wilderness and out of Egypt and up to the beginning of the promised land, the Jordan River, it's Joshua now that has taken that lead and that responsibility, and he's got the first battle. I mean, this is his testimony on the line. This is his ability on the line, his leadership on the line. And as he's out there the night before looking over that, I guarantee you that was not his plan. But he was a man of faith. He'd already experienced a lot of what God was able to do. And now he's going to take God's plans and convince all of his soldiers this is how it's going to be done. So as we look to this, can I say the first thing that speaks to me, I trust it stands out to you as well, is we must learn to listen to God with an open mind. Now Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and come in. There was all, I mean, they were inside the walls of Jericho, all these mighty men of valor, hiding behind and trusting in this wall. And the Lord said unto Joshua. Did you get that first verse in verse 2? And the Lord, who is Jesus, the theophany in the Old Testament, speaking to Joshua. And the Lord said unto Joshua. When we know it's God speaking, we must learn to listen to God with an open mind. Are we listening? The battles we're fighting, sometimes the battles are within us. That's the greatest battle, because if you don't win that battle within you, you'll never win a spiritual battle on the outside. You got to win that battle in your own mind, and that is to change your thinking to what God would have you to think concerning every battle that you face. I remember quite vividly my third grade teacher telling me, Dan, if you're not listening, if you're talking, you're not listening. If you are talking, you're not listening. And she was so right. If I'm talking, and then she asked me, what did I just tell you to do? I would have to say, I don't know the answer. I don't know. Because I was talking, and she would say, that's why I called on you, because I knew you were talking. And if you're talking, you're not listening, and you're here to learn. You're here to listen. I care less about English when I was in third grade. Now, if it was a subject I like, I might not have been talking when she was trying to teach. But if we're talking, we're not listening. If you're preoccupied, you're not listening. If you're so preoccupied with your own thinking, you're not listening to someone trying to help you to think right. Because you're only interested in your own thoughts and trying to justify why we're thinking and the way we're thinking. And so the whole time somebody's trying to tell you something, you're thinking about what you're going to respond with without even listening to them. Are we doing that with God? We have an agenda. We have a personal desire of getting what we want. We don't want to be told that it's wrong. We don't listen. If you're not interested, you're not listening. Joshua had to listen to what God was saying to him. What did God say? See, I have given into thine hand Jericho. Before he ever knew the battle plan, he understood who was speaking to him and the promise that was given. I have given into thine hand Jericho, which meant the walls. Don't fear those walls. I know that's on your mind right now. How in the world are we going to be able to get over the wall? How are we going to be able to get there to the battle with the mighty men of valor on the other side? But we got to get to them before our men of valor can battle with their men of valor. How are we going to get there without them picking us off one by one? Throwing the hot oil over the walls when we're trying to scale the walls. Taking the arrows and the archers, shooting our men as they're trying to make it through the open field before we ever get to the walls. All those things were going on in Joshua's mind, because he understood that was part of the battle plan if it was his battle plan. And God knew, Joshua, that's on your mind. Get that out of your mind. Replace those thoughts with this thought. I'm going to give you the walls. I'm going to take care of the thing that you're fearing the most. I'm going to take care of the wall. I will give you the walls and the king. Most of the time, the king, they were afraid of, if they got captured, what would happen to them, and they would have to go before the king and him have them beheaded to keep anyone else from trying to do what you were trying to do and overthrow Jericho. The king of Jericho must have had a pretty bad reputation of being somebody that would have done much damage, much harm. And so I said, I know you're worried about the walls. I'm going to give you the walls. I'm going to take care of the walls. And I know you're thinking about the king, because you're the king and you're the first one that they're going to want to take before their king. And I'm going to give you the king. I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. Can I tell you that God knew what he feared? God knows what your fears are. (Laughter)
He knows what your fears are right now. And if you listen to him and if you trust in him and you look to him for his battle plans, how am I going to handle this battle? How am I going to pursue this?
Listen to me. Open up your mind and hear what I say. What I'm saying to you, first of all, is I'm going to give you a promise. Focus on the promise and not the strength of the adversary. Because I'm greater than your adversary. And greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world, your adversary. God is greater than the walls. Your greatest fear. He's greater than the king of the enemy. And he's greater than those soldiers. Focus on the promise. The promise. Wow. Because if God promises it, he's able to fulfill it. As long as you meet the qualifications, he is able to fulfill his promise. The qualifications would be, Joshua, follow my battle plans. It's not your battle plans, it's my battle plans. Because I'm going to give you the victory. So if you're looking to me to give you the victory, follow my battle plans. So we must learn to listen to what God says. And as we listen to what God says, the second thing is we need to learn to keep God's commands. Follow his battle plans. And ye shall. Verse 3, and ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war. What's he saying? He's saying, this is the battle plans, and you have to do this. This is what I expect of you. It's my command. Then in chapter 6 and verse 5, he says, after he gives these battle plans, and it shall come to pass. What is going to come to pass? My promises. So you have my promises, and make sure that you're listening, and not only listening, but ready to follow those promises, follow those commands. Be focused more on the promise than on the strength of the adversary. Do not fear. Overcome the fear. And ye shall follow these commands. And the condition is, and it shall come to pass. So as you hear the plans and you follow the plans, you exercise faith. Faith in these kind of plans to win the battle that no one else ever been able to, in our lifetime, win before. That's where Joshua was at. Follow these plans, which are going to be a hard sell if they're coming from me, but maybe not if they're coming from you. Yeah. Because God would have us to exercise faith. In this 21st century New Testament church age, can I tell you, it's all about faith. You're not going to have a meeting with Christ, a theophany. You're not going to see things. You're not going to hear things. You're going to read the Word of God. And the Word of God is going to lead you to follow God's battle plans. Romans in chapter 10 and verse 17. Let me read this to you. Romans in chapter 10, you know the verse, I'm sure, but mark it down so you can go back and read this. Verse 17. So then, faith cometh by hearing. If my battle plans have to be followed by faith, then I need to increase my faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I have to know it's coming from God. Joshua would have to convince his warriors and the nation of Israel that this is God's battle plans. This is what God would have us to do and to be able to win the victory at Jericho. God's word is our foundation for faith. Can I tell you, as a pastor, I know the thing that our people need the most, whether it's congregational or individual counseling or family counseling or Sunday school class lessons, what we need more than anything else is God's word. We need to have faith in God's word. And so the more opportunities you have to be influenced by God's word, you need to take advantage of that, because that is going to help strengthen your faith when you hear the word of God and you understand the message of God and you apply the message of God and can claim the promises of God. Amen. We can't just have faith in any plan. I don't have a plan that you can put your faith in any area that's going to be better than God's plan. If you have somebody that's trying to lead you in a direction, to whatever direction that is, for your family, for your own personal life, for the church, that does not agree with the scriptures, you get away from that influence, and you get back into the influence where you're going to hear the word of God, because it's a word of God that we need to put our faith in. And the more we hear the word of God, the stronger our faith will be in applying the word of God. We need to have faith in God's plan. Matter of fact, Hebrews chapter 11, the faith chapter in verse 30 says this: by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down. Not a coincidence that we have the story of Joshua following the battle plans of Christ in the Old Testament. And then to emphasize the importance of that story, find it in the New Testament, in the faith chapter, that says, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. So now, with that, it's saying, go back and study the book of Joshua and the account of the walls of Jericho. And learn everything you can learn from that, because that will increase your faith in how to follow the word of God in fighting battles. Yeah. Proverbs chapter 3. And again, these are supporting verses that help you just understand that. Over the book of Proverbs in chapter 3 and verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. Lean not into thy own understanding. Do not do it your way. Don't follow human counseling. Do not follow parents if the parents are not following the Bible counsel. Do not follow church counsel if it's not following Bible counsel. Lean not into your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, yeah, and depart from evil. So we have to exercise faith. We have to follow his battle plans. We have to follow his battle plans by and through faith. And as you're following his battle plans by faith, exercise patience. Exercise patience. 13 times around. These are men of war. These are guys who are saying, we want to battle. We're ready. We've been trained. We believe we can take them. We can take the walls. No. First of all, 13 times is what it's going to take. 7 days, 13 times, walk around. That would take patience. Now, if you were afraid and you didn't really want to get into battle and you, oh, yeah, let's take as long as we want. Let's take a month if we need to here. But no, God says, follow my commandments and my patience. 13 times around. Not 14. Not 15. Don't make a history. Don't make a life lesson out of it. He said, no. He said, no, you're going to battle, but let me do my work first. March around 13 times before anything would happen. I wonder how many people have stopped at 12 times around. You know my testimony as far as this church and getting God's to open the door and give us this church. I walked around this church. I did that sixth time. I'm thinking, this is so foolish. But then I thought, Joshua probably thought it was foolish too. All the men of war probably thought it was foolish. It wasn't snowing in Israel, but it was snowing around here. And that sixth time around was my toughest one because I'm thinking that should do it. The Spirit of God says, no, you committed to 7 times because that's what I want you to do. Keep walking. And I walked around 7 times. So glad I didn't stop at 6. We might not have this church building if I had it. That's right. How many stop? Stop praying. Stop believing. Right before the victory. Before you would win the battle. Be patient. Continue to do it the way God says to do it. Don't give up on it. Continue to do what God has commanded us to do in fighting the battles of life. The last thing, expect victory. Expect it. If God promised it, you have met his qualifications to be able to give you that, what he promised, expect it. It shall come to pass. The walls of the city shall fall down. That's what he said. That's Jesus talking to Joshua. Verses 1 through 5 is Jesus sharing with Joshua battle plans. It shall come to pass. The walls of the city shall fall down. You just need to follow them from start to finish. From start to finish. Because God had a plan to use this account in Joshua's life to be a help to us. The battle would establish a testimony for God to the entire world. Matter of fact, over in chapter 4, and this is what it says, and we're done here. We're getting ready to close here. But chapter 4 and verse 24, the Bible says this, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. That was part of going into the promised land, defeating Jericho, that the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord. When you have that victory that God has promised you and you have received because you've had faith, you've had patience, and you followed the battle plans, and God gives you that victory, can I tell you that is a testimony for the cause of Christ? That you'll be able to share for the rest of your life to your children, your grandchildren, others that might cross your path, that might have the same battle that you had. You can assure them with the very same truths that you were assured of. You can help generations to follow, to trust in God. It would also establish a testimony for Israel that would make every other battle an easier battle. If they would just learn to do the same things. Now they fail the next one. They do. Going up to Ai, and we're going to get into that. But it wasn't God. They failed to do their part. You do your part. God has given you a promise that he's able to keep. If I could have every head bowed and every eye closed tonight. Battle plans will not always be the way that you would do it. Very seldom will it ever be that way. But it's the battle plans that God will bless. Follow them. Learn of them. Follow them. Victory. Father, we love you. Thank you for the truth of your word. Pray that you would help us now to be able to not only learn of this story and these principles, but figure out even tonight how you would have us to apply them to our lives and our battles as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.